Los Angeles Times earns derision for creepy fan shrine to Kamala Harris on Instagram. By Amy Furr on August 10, 2021. The Los Angeles Times has an Instagram account devoted solely to Vice President Kamala Harris, titled Covering Kamala. A new beat from the LA Times dedicated to Kamala Harris' historic rise to the vice presidency, the account's description read. As of Tuesday morning, the profile had 93 posts and 2,905 followers. Introducing Covering Kamala Harris, the Los Angeles Times news section about all aspects of Harris' career, her cultural significance, her sometimes shifting political stances and her efforts to build a foreign policy regime. The account's initial post read, alongside an illustration of Harris. In its most recent post on May 28, the account shared a picture of Harris and noted she was the first female commencement speaker at the U.S. Naval Academy. Vice President Kamala Harris focused on the challenges of the pandemic, climate change and cybersecurity threats during her keynote speech to graduates at the U.S. Naval Academy on Friday. The first by a woman at the 175-year-old institution, the caption read. The Times website said the newspaper has covered Harris' career since 1994. Journalist and author Glenn Greenwald criticized the Instagram page on Tuesday, telling his followers, "You have to see it to believe it. It's like a creepy fan shrine that a 12-year-old builds for a pop star." Several Twitter users agreed with Greenwald, one person writing, "Their whole paper is a shrine to leftists. Idolatry is not a good look," another user commented. In February, a shattered glass portrait of Vice President Harris memorializing her career was erected on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., Breitbart News reported. Last week, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, told Breitbart News during an exclusive interview that whatever Harris touches she usually makes worse. Cotton said President Joe Biden has not visited the southern border despite Harris doing so because Biden doesn't want to go to the border because it will simply highlight his disastrous border policies. "I think he and his administration put Kamala Harris out in front because they wanted her to take all those slings and arrows. She finally went to the border. Really not much more than a layover in El Paso at the airport on her way to Los Angeles," he noted. "But I'm not exactly sure it was smart for all these other people to call for her to go to the border. Because anything she touches, she usually makes worse," Cotton added.